Adam, commiserations on the day. It was so near and yet so far.
It was, yeah. It was obviously a strange day with Brownie and Phil taking the team, but at the same time, it was a great occasion. Like, the lads enjoyed the game. I think you could probably see by the way we played, it was a little bit different to how it was under Martin. I think we tried to play a little bit more football, and I think we controlled the game first half when it was tough conditions against the wind, and then taking the lead early in the second half, we had a couple of chances kind of the back end of the game to finish it off, and we didn't take them, and obviously they've hit with a sucker punch at the end. So disappointed dressing room, but at the same time I think everybody's quite proud of how we've conducted ourselves in there over this past week, and it's something to build on for next week.
All the players got a great reception when he came on the field at the start of the game, but you in particular when you ran towards a tin shed end, possibly based on your decision to stop at the club.
Yeah, possibly. No, it was great. Obviously, as lads in the dressing room were fully appreciative of the support from the fans, and you know, today was no different. They were different class right from start to finish, as they always are, and you know, we kind of feed off that passion as well. And it was an easy game to play in today because, yeah, there was a little bit of pressure, and obviously the eyes are on from what's happened in this previous past week, but again, I just think that, you know, the club as a whole has conducted itself fantastically over the past week, and it's great to be a part of it.
And do you want to say it's great to be a part of it? You yourself, you want to stop here? There was rumours of an offer to go to York, but you've turned that down.
Yeah, I've been more than happy here since I've been here. You know, from when I had an absolute holocaust in my debut at Gainsborough. Now everybody's been great with me, you know, whether that's been Martin, Aki, Griggs, you know, the backroom staff that were here previous to the lads in the dressing room. And it was an easy decision. I'm happy playing football at Darlington. I'm happy in my life at the moment. So, yeah, it was a no-brainer in the end.
It was a pity, though, that he couldn't be capped with a victory right at the end. You couldn't do anything about the equaliser.
No, it's what I mean. It's a bit of a unfortunate situation, really, because the lad hasn't meant to put the cross where he's put the cross. The big fella has a good touch, and then, to be honest, I think he's absolutely shanked it, but it's gone just inside the post. And sometimes when they shank it like that, it's worse than when they catch it right. So no, deflating. I think there would have been a great atmosphere about the place still if we'd seen that game out in the circumstances of the past week, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. But like I said, going to Nuneaton away, it's something to build on. There might be somebody here within the week, there might not, but you know, I think you've seen as lads in that dressing room, we can conduct ourselves professionally enough, and you know, we can do things right and put performances on.